In this bulletin, more COVID-19 restrictions to ease in Victoria and New South Wales. The federal government under fire for failing to prevent China's security pact with the Solomon Islands. And in sport, Argentina's football team to take on Brazil at the MCG in June. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victoria will roll back most COVID-19 restrictions from midnight on Friday. Masks will no longer be required in primary schools, early childhood centres, retail or at events of any size. The vaccine mandate will also end for venues, as will the requirement for staff and patrons to check in using the services Vic app. Health Minister Martin Foley says all visitor restrictions in hospitals will be removed, except for mask requirements, as well as changes to close contact rules.
Close contacts will no longer have to quarantine, provided that they wear a mask indoors and avoid sensitive settings. And they will also need to carry out 5 rapid antigen tests over the course of the 7 days that they previously would have been in isolation.
Meanwhile, New South Wales will also remove the 7-day isolation period for close contacts. The signing of a security pact between the Chinese and Solomon Islands governments has been described by Labor as the worst Australian foreign policy failure in the Pacific since World War II. The agreement is set to heighten the concerns of the United States and allies Australia and New Zealand about growing Chinese influence in a region traditionally under their sway. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says this happened on Scott Morrison's watch, criticising him for sending Pacific Minister Zed Seselja to lobby the Solomon Islands government as opposed to making the trip himself. But Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says criticism of the government doesn't recognise that nations make sovereign decisions for themselves. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has denied he's the source of a leaked text message exchange between himself and Scott Morrison. The exchange between the Prime Minister and Mr. Perrottet revealed that the Premier has backed Mr. Morrison's position on transgender participation in sport and his refusal to disendorse the Liberal candidate for Warringah, Catherine Deaves, over her controversial remarks about the issue. The position puts Mr. Perrottet at odds with his Treasurer, Matt Keane, who's also called for Ms. Deaves to be disendorsed. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese has refused to be drawn on his own views on trans women in sport, instead launching an attack on the internal disagreements within the Liberal Party.
This is an issue about the chaos within the New South Wales branch of the Liberal Party. And I note that once again we see a leaked text message that's supposed to be a private text message from the New South Wales Premier to the Prime Minister. Once again, the Premier says that he didn't leak the text message. I don't know the source of that, but this is covered already by the Sex Discrimination Act.
Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese will face each other for the first time this election when they meet for a leaders' debate tonight. The Prime Minister and opposition leader will go head-to-head in Brisbane, where they'll take questions from undecided voters. It comes as both parties use day 10 of the election campaign to focus on industrial relations, with the coalition promising to double the penalties courts can impose on construction unions should it win office. Penalties for serious offences such as unlawful industrial action, freedom of association or coercion will be increased to $88,000 for an individual and $444,000 for a union. To sport, and one of the biggest rivalries in world football will be played out at the MCG as Argentina takes on Brazil in an 11th of June showdown. The Victorian government's confirmed the Super Classico will be played at the iconic Melbourne venue ahead of this year's World Cup. The last time the two powerhouses played in Melbourne was in 2017 to a crowd of 95,000 fans. Victoria's Sports Minister Martin Pakula says the game will put millions of eyes on Melbourne and attract thousands of interstate and international visitors. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 29 degrees, a shower or two in Adelaide and 21, a possible shower in Melbourne and 19, a late shower or two in Hobart and 17 degrees, possible showers in Canberra and 20, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 22, mostly sunny in Sydney and 24 degrees, much the same in Newcastle and 26, mostly sunny as well in Brisbane and 31, a shower or two in Cairns, also 31, and mostly sunny in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.